Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Greetings and welcome inside hour four of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Today's Friday.
It's true.
And we got a big NFL story to get to in a couple minutes. But first, I always like to point out bold predictions I make way in advance that are going to wind up coming true. Kind of like when I told you preseason, actually in the offseason, Jalen Hurts was going to be a top five fantasy quarterback. Where is he right now? Number four. You're welcome. I told you about Jalen Hurts. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Can I just mention the Eagles for a minute? Can we expound on that?
Oh, boy. Go ahead, buddy.
For a guy that was – everybody wanted deposed, and I want to thank Nick Sirianni. This is another one, a nod to the I Want Your Flex podcast that's up, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Dan Byer and I previewing Week 11. I thank Nick Sirianni for actually finally realizing – he has the ability to run the damn football in the National Football League. Because remember, early in the year, you got Miles Sanders. And for fantasy purposes, people would have drafted Miles Sanders. Finally, they're going to harness him. Finally, they're going to do this. And then they don't run him. All of a sudden, Jordan Howard gets signed off the damn practice squad. As like, all right, between him, Boston, and Gainwell, we're going to run the ball 30 times again. It's like, really? And look what happens with Jalen Hurts immediately after you start doing that. His numbers for fantasy purposes have always been there, but all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, maybe we do have our guy. Like, it's a whole other epiphany that's happening once you started running the football. But yes, you did have Jalen Hurts as a top five quarterback, and now here we go. Second half of the season, and he's sitting pretty.
So another big bold prediction, because it finally happened after seeing the trailers for this for a long time. King Richard debuts now. Right, it's in theaters. It's on HBO Max. The story of Richard Williams, father of Venus and Serena Williams, and you've seen the promos for it for a long time. And it's already 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, and there's already Oscar talk tonight for Will Smith and King Richard for Best Picture. Remember, I told you in July, when all I had seen was the trailer, that Will Smith was going to win Best Actor at the Oscars. It was going to happen. Just like I told you after I saw the trailer for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Frances McDormand is going to win Best Actress. Just by seeing the trailer, I can tell someone's going to win.
Well, they're saying she's got another one. She's got a movie coming out that they're saying she may win again.
She might just win every year. I mean, I'm just going to win every year now. But
hey, Normie.
But this, watch this. I told you Will Smith is going to win, and he's going to win. Now, there's it's always got to be a perfect storm for somebody.
Well, the MVP narrative here.
Well, it is. But I could already tell how good Will Smith was in the trailer. You knew he was going to be really good in this movie, right? And this is part of the not maybe the beginning of the second act of Will Smith's career, because he had comedy, he had the superstar turn, he was an action hero, he's kind of done it all. But the Oscar race, all right, not something that is early. But I guarantee you he will win Best Actor for this, because it's the right time for a lot of things. And timing is everything. I told you that winning awards in Hollywood is a lot like, when can we reward someone for the body of work they've had for their life, right? When can we do this? It's not always about, boy, this person was so great in this movie. Sometimes it's, boy, this person's really had a great career, and we have to give them. Like Leo was unconscious for most of the movie he won for, right? How does he win? Was that really his best acting? I mean, but he wins. Will Smith has made so much money for Hollywood. He's been such a big star for so long. This is when he gets rewarded for the career he had. And I'm sure he was really good in the trailers. He's really good in the movie. I could tell exactly how good he's going to be. This movie is something that cuts through the clutter. It's a sports story that is engrossing, that we know a little bit about, but not so much about. We'd like to see this illustrated, because we've never seen the story of Venus and Serena. We have heard about it. and you've heard about the upbringing, playing tennis in Compton and getting to where they are, and Venus wins, and then Serena wins, and Serena becomes the best tennis player the last 25 years. You know, we've seen it, but we haven't seen it made into a story yet. And it's one of those movies that cuts through the clutter. Oh, it's the movie about Venus, and everybody's going to love this, right? No one's going to say this is a bad movie, because apparently it's made very well, and all the reviews I've seen is that, yeah, this movie lives up to the hype, lives up to, it's exactly what you think it is, and there's going to be so many things coming off of this, because it's the stars that are going to talk about this, and Serena's going to talk about a big scene in the movie, I'm sure, and so will Venus, and it will be many things you see online. Hey, how did they pull this scene off with Richard Williams? And what did this happen? And what did this happen? It's just that kind of movie. You could tell it's the right time for a movie that cuts through the clutter, and Will Smith is going to win. He looks impressive. It's going to be his time to win. And remember, I told you in July when the trailer came out that it was going to be Will Smith.
Well, if you bought your Will Smith futures, you're sitting pretty right now. My favorite is that in the interviews he's been doing, because the Oscar stuff does start to pop up, where he talks about how angry he is. He still didn't, still that he's to this day so angry he didn't win for The Pursuit of Happiness. Nominated that year, opposite Peter O'Toole for Venus, Ryan Gosling for Half Nelson, Leo DiCaprio for The Blood Diamond. Think about that. That's 15 years ago already.
I know. It's a long time.
And Forest Whitaker ended up winning for Last King of Scotland. And if you haven't seen that, if you like movies at all, go back and watch that. Not an easy watch, but Forest Whitaker is fantastic. And then once you're done, if you're not feeling great about the world, go back and watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He'll make you feel better about yourself. So you can do
Jefferson.
That, too.
All right.
See, what did I do? I did it all. And then, obviously, that year, The Departed won Best Picture. But for Will Smith, yeah, it's the reinvention. I need more of him and DJ Jazzy Jeff in my sound system. But, you know, until I get that, I'll just listen to Parents Don't Just...
Take it from me, parents just don't understand. So look, it's like I said, it's certified 92% at Rotten Tomatoes already. It's out tonight. It's on HBO Max. It's out in theaters. It is that kind of movie. Remember, I'm already seeing all these different websites. Oh, it's his best chance to win an Oscar. Best chance since Ali. All of these things. Yeah, this is going to be it for Will Smith. This is his movie. This is his time. He wins for King Richard. And let's be honest, I think people like. Because you look, we're all fans of entertainment, right? We're all fans of entertainment. And Oscars the last few years, the movies that have been so heavy, it's just too many heavy. It's like, you got to entertain me. I don't want to go to a movie and watch it and go, hey, this is an important movie. All you're doing is depressing me, man. Real life has been really depressing. Oh, you got to watch this. This is an important movie. No, it's not important. It's a movie. I want to be entertained by it. And this is something that tells a great story, overcoming odds, and something that we've never seen. You can see how entertaining it is, and people are going to be entertained by it. Because so many movies are like, well, this alcoholic husband, and he took off on his kids, and he accidentally ran over somebody with a steamroller, and now he's trying to figure out what happened and live his life, and there's a lot of quiet, pensive scenes where he's staring out to sea. No, I don't need to see those movies. And but we got to nominate it because it's so good, because the guy stares out to sea so well. Just look at that look on his face. He stares out to sea, and we have some kind of really music, big music swell coming. No, entertain me. Entertain me with a movie that I really want to see, that is fun, and that makes me think, that gives me all the emotions, not just you sit back and go, wow, I'm really depressed. I'm just really depressed. No, entertain me. That's what I want to see.
That's why I keep going. Even if the productivity and the quality decreases on all of these comic book movies, I still forget about the world for a couple hours. Yeah, they try to jam in their, everybody's got their agendas and their talking points of, different things that they're involved in within their personal lives that get into the script. But overall, I'm watching Thanos with a snap, and I'm feeling okay about it. Right now, there are probably about 10 movies that I need to see. This Andrew Garfield movie, Madeline, my 13-year-old, decided she was going to watch that tonight. She's like, oh, it's really good. Tim and Lin-Manuel Miranda getting after. She didn't go actually good, which made me feel good. Listen, folks, if you haven't learned this rule, if you say actually good about anything, you're telling your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, mom, dad, grandma, whomever, your kid, that you really had very low expectations and they exceeded them. So lose the word actually when describing any of those things.
It's surprisingly
it'll make your relationships that much better.
Boy, surprisingly, Mike, this pasta you made is really good. What does that mean? You think I can make good pasta?
Oh, no, but that's just it. Wow, actually, it's pretty good. It's like, you know what? Get out.
Hey, really quick, I'm going to give you this gift before I talk about a movie that I got to see that I'm glad is coming out. Find the guy on YouTube who sings Olivia Rodrigo songs like Lin-Manuel Miranda. It is absolutely hysterical.
Well, because Lin-Manuel Miranda can't sing, so that's
right.
Good.
And he's singing the songs just like... You got to find Driver's License.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's hysterical. You listen to Driver's License, you won't stop laughing. I can't. The guy sounds just like it. He sings just... Oh, you can't get over it. But, listen...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what you said.
Well, I was going to say one other Oscar nomination that I'm looking for is Dennis Quaid as Dick Vermeil. And he comes in and he swipes the Oscar.
Oh, wow. Dennis Quaid is here.
Actually, no. He would be supporting actor and it would be Zach Levi. But that's a whole other thing.
Zach Levi comes in. That's not going to happen.
How do you like that?
I watched Zach Levi throw the football in that trailer. Not happening.
No.
Not happening. No, he can't throw the football.
Who was worse?
Come on, man.
Him or Vanderbeek?
It looks like the players are so wide open that he's throwing the ball to. It's like, did they just film this against the Jets defense? Did he just take like old Jets games and put it right up and go, yeah, we're going to run the same pattern?
Well, it was the greatest show on turf. So, I mean, you want to show how brilliant they all were and Warner was throwing them that open.
The movie that I'm glad to come out, we're going to see it tomorrow night because I feel like I've been seeing the previews for this now for like 3 years, is Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, my God, I've
yes.
seen this. I feel like I've been going to the movies now for 3 years saying, Ghostbusters Afterlife coming soon, coming next year, coming next year, coming next year.
Hey, and have you found out whether there's a Top Gun 2 ad in there yet?
I don't think there's a movie. I mean, I don't think there's a Top Gun. They didn't do it. Tom Cruise, it's going to be a big joke. No, we didn't really do Top Gun 2. I can't ruin Top Gun 1. There's no movie. No, but I'm so glad Ghostbusters Afterlife is coming out. Because
I've heard
so
it's good.
I'm excited to see it. I hope it's good. It better be. They've been sitting on this thing for like 3.5 years. Finn Wolfhard started. By the time they finished now, he's 28 years old. I don't know how he's going to pull it off on the red carpet.
Well, I like the fact that his name is Finn Wolfhard. The other is, I mean, you had to wait for Paul Rudd to become the sexiest man alive.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, that is. Hey, we've kind of stepped in it. He's the sexiest man alive, and now he's in Ghostbusters Afterlife. But I couldn't tell, is the movie, when it first came out, was it a comedy? It wasn't really. Is it an adventure? It looks adventure. So it's kind of adventure, comedy. It's weird. I'm worried it's going to suck. It's not. But supposedly the reviews are okay. I'm kind of excited. I'm just actually excited it's going to be out, and I can see previews for other movies now instead of Ghostbusters Afterlife. That's right.
I don't need to see any
more low winter sun promos, and I don't need to watch the NBA playoffs and get a bleeping commercial for Snowpiercer every 5 seconds. A new episode of Snowpiercer. Just stop. What if I promise to watch the show? Will you take all the commercials off so I never have to see an ad for Snowpiercer again?
If I can convert 1 million people to watch your damn show, will you stop your advertising budget for 3 weeks? That's all I'm asking. 3 weeks of NBA playoffs.
I don't want it anymore. Just 3 weeks. Twitter at Outbound of Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Remember, Will Smith, best actor. I told you in July. Coming up next, a big quarterback decision was made today, and it's going to be really good. And here's the best part of it. Quarterback doesn't have to really play well.
I'm very, very excited about it.
Hey, there you go. Hey, Tim thinks maybe it's me.
I'm so excited.
Maybe it's not. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Timber.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, time to drink some velvet here. Happy Friday night.
Whatever tequila.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
We're
into the weekend. Shirt. It's that time of night. The holiday coming up. Feeling frisky. What are you going to do?
Tyshirt, how many times in your life were things going well when you thought you were going to date somebody and then you just said a crazy thing out of the blue and that was it?
Well, I've said crazy things plenty times, and it always works out, Jay.
Boom.
How about we go back to my place for quinoa? Oh, my God, you like quinoa. Yes.
Let's and then you follow it up with the Tomlin line.
And you ask them if they like dragons.
Like dragons?
I'm not going to play the joke on air, Jay.
No, I'm just – it's an anime joke that I don't get, but I'm going to laugh. That's what I said. It's an anime joke.
All right.
I said that.
I thought you were just quoting the great Ralph Fiennes, I Am the Dragon from Red Dragon, part of the Hannibal Lecter series. One of the more ridiculous scenes in recent memory, and that was long before some of the inane bits with him as Voldemort.
Do you really think Tyshirt knows who he is, who Hannibal Lecter is? There's
absolutely.
No, who's Hannibal Lecter?
That started a pastrami company, right?
Yes, that's right. Hannibal's Lecterous Pastrami. Yes.
Well, I heard it was like the offshoot of Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, it was. It was. Yes. Get a number two. It was the offshoot there.
I'll tell you what. His supply chain problems, though, kind of slow. I mean, there's a lot that goes in to the processing.
Well, and there was Hannibal Lecter did specialize in food.
Wasn't he dating a chick named Candace?
No.
No? Oh, my bad.
It's all right. You're close. You're close, though.
They did Mom, get married, though, Phineas and Ferb.
It's been 104 days of summer vacation.
They don't get 104 days anymore. They barely get 60. But
no, I know, right? I feel like, oh, how do you feel? Well, the summer's halfway over. Wait, the last day of school was Monday. Yeah, I know. We're going back on Monday. Cam Newton is now officially the starting quarterback once again for the Carolina Panthers, a move that everybody thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. He came in relief last week, and he put downs on the board, and now he officially gets the start against the Washington football team on Sunday. This goes to show you that sometimes just changing the energy for change's sake is worth doing anything else, right? Because the Panthers, this was a move of desperation. What are we going to do? Sam Darnold is terrible, right? We don't like P.J. Walker. What are we going to do? Hey, let's bring back Cam Newton. Wait, that sounds crazy. Wait a minute. He didn't really leave with that bad, under that bad terms. We have a great defense. Our defensive line is fantastic. That causes a lot of havoc. Christian McCaffrey's in the lineup. Let's face it, we're going to give him the football 89 times during the game. We have a couple of good receivers that we can throw the football to. All right, we can rediscover DJ Moore. Said, hey, come on, man. No one start me in fantasy anymore. Oh. Robbie Anderson's going, oh, no one start you. No one start me.
He's holding up a sign like John Cusack held up that boombox and said anything. He's like, remember me?
I'm here.
He's holding up copies of Keyshawn Johnson's book. Throw me the damn ball.
Would this work? And it has worked because when you change the energy, so you just get caught up in it, right? It's exciting that Cam Newton is back. It's all kinds of exciting for the fans. They're all busting out his jersey again. They can wear it all over Carolina. The team is excited because they have a guy coming in who was a legend that maybe he can play good again. The buzz around the team, that energy level is great. They love the fact that it's not Sam Darnold who is going to be throwing passes on Sunday. And how bad do you feel if you're Sam Darnold? Hey, you were the guy and they loved you through 3 weeks. I told you Sam Darnold was going to turn back into Sam Darnold. And now it's, hey, you're kind of out for the year. It's like we don't even talk about him anymore. It's like I don't even know if he's around the team anymore. He's just out. He's not there. It's Cam Newton's gig. Everybody's excited about it. Now he gets to play his first game at home for his re-debut. It will be insane. Desperation works sometimes, but sometimes you just have to make that change. Like firing up a manager in baseball. It's not like we think the manager coming in is going to be great, because that's the one sport where you say, well, you're firing a guy. You got to bring somebody in who knows. Like, no one gets fired in the NFL unless they know, hey, we know we're going to hire so-and-so who's going to do a better job for us. No, baseball, it's like, it's just time for you to go. And the new energy comes in, and players feel like they're put on notice, and that's how it works. It doesn't really work like that in football, except for this it's time. We needed a, we had a quarterback. Let's bring back a guy who was a legend. And the best part is he doesn't really have to do a lot. They're not going to get Cam Newton from 5-6 years ago. You're not going to get. You're going to get the kid here with the New England Patriots. That's a quarterback that can still run the ball. You know, they're still going to run those plays for him. He will throw the football just well enough, right? The days of Cam going 275 and 80 on the ground and two touchdowns running and two touchdowns throw, those days are gone. But you don't have to have that. You just have to have Cam Newton be who he is right now. Run the ball well when they call the plays that way. Throw the football barely well enough and just don't turn it over. Because that's what killed Sam Darnold, was those really bad turnovers where it's, where are you throwing the football? Don't you see? You don't see this DB? You know, I don't know that Sam Darnold looks down the field and knows what he sees. And knows when he sees a guy open and goes through his progressions enough where he can find the mismatch and find where the guy is. Because players are open. Receivers, they were open with the Jets. They were open with the Panthers. And you couldn't find them. Now, Cam Newton is not as gifted a passer anymore, but it doesn't matter. Just don't throw three picks, because Carolina can win games 17-13, right? You're going to rely on McCaffrey. You're going to rely on guys with yak to be able to make those plays. Cam Newton doesn't have to throw the football 50 yards downfield. Give me a 7-yard slant that turns into a 13-yard completion. That's all they're going to ask Cam Newton to do. And you know what? With this team, Cam Newton can do that, and you can have a pretty good last half of the season, and you can squeak into the playoffs. Save your quarterback issue for another day. We'll figure out the future in the future. You're in the middle of this season. Everybody is still in it in the NFC. And like, it's very top heavy. You've got a couple of teams at the top that are really good. There's everybody else. You are right there. You gave away a 3-0 start, but that's okay. You figured out your quarterback job now. They're going to go out on Sunday and just blow the doors off of Washington, who is coming off, and it's going to be the Cam Newton is home, and look how great things can be. There will be bad weeks, and there will be weeks where he doesn't throw the football well. That's Cam Newton now, who is near the end of his career. But it doesn't matter. He just has to do enough, and with this team, he can do just enough.
As long as 22 is healthy, everything flows. Right? Unfortunately for Sam Darnold, that was the case too. But since there were so many misgivings and fears about him, as soon as it went south, you know, as soon as it went south, you cut these guys loose. From Matt Rhule. There you go. Obligatory film reference every 5 minutes. The bell rang. But the you look at the squad, expectations were higher. We've heard a lot of references to the owner, Tepper, and how he does business. And look, no, none of these guys sit on their hands, right? They're active in whatever their businesses are, for those that have them, and that the football team is in the family business. But you look at a guy who's constructed a roster, paid McCaffrey a lot of money, and when he's on the field, you've got to maximize it, right? 25 touches has got to be what your goal is for him. However many receptions, great. But certainly making the most out of the electric nature that he brings. And with Cam Newton, as soon as they signed that contract and the terms got out, it's like, all right, when's he starting? Right? It was just a matter of time whether Sam Darnold was going to be able to come back at some point this year or not. It was like, all right, now Cam comes in. You get the goodwill of the fans because they're excited to hand. He doesn't have to be the MVP Cam of years ago. He can be the guy that he was in New England last year. Wasn't world-beating. They didn't have a lot of weapons. We've talked about the defense and analyzing what's going on there with Mac Jones and company now. But for Cam Newton, here you've got a playmaker. And behind McCaffrey, you got a pretty good playmaker in Chuba Hubbard, who acquitted himself pretty nicely. DJ Moore, as you said, has been invisible. Maybe you can get him back in because, look, it can't be any worse at this point in terms of and distribution, that maybe you catch a little lightning in a bottle, and if you get into the tournament, anything can happen, right? If we've ever believed that any given Sunday speech, which normally we just kind of cast aside by going, look at the favorites and how they dominate, 2021 season is telling you on a week-to-week basis, you don't know anything. As much as you try to analyze the numbers and trends and where teams are, most games aren't going anywhere near the scripts that we play out. The team may win, but it's a totally back path to get there. Cam Newton now has an opportunity to write the second chapter of his book while doing that between two ferns thing, while wearing cool hats, scarves, and the rest of it. Because, I mean, come on. He's the epitome of cool.
He is. I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to the most, especially after home games, is the swag game for him. The hat game, the capris game, the sunglasses game, the shirt game, the jacket game. His fashion game, he knows now, hey, I'm nearing the end. I don't know how many more times I got a chance to talk to everybody in a post-game press conference. So I got to really go. I got to step up that fashion. I can't just show up with a hat I've already worn once. No. Just like a Hollywood starlet, I wear this once and then I throw it away. I can't be seen wearing it twice. No, he's going to completely. I can't wait to see what he's got on Sunday.
No, if I could just circle back in, you know, you just mentioned you don't know how many runs you have. And for Cam Newton, he came in 2011. Right? It's like last night as people were watching Matt Ryan and where Matt Ryan is and getting bludgeoned and the interceptions, I kept hearing erroneous reports. Matt Ryan threw four picks last night. No, he was out of the game watching the backups come in and keep that conga line going. He's not a starting pitcher who left runners on base. He doesn't get tagged with those next two interceptions. That's part one. The other is, I think, We're getting to the point, at least with Ryan himself, that there's the recognition of, you know, when he came in 2008, right? Joe Flacco for the Jets, 2008. And you can start going through some of these quarterbacks that we normally don't age, right? It's always been 44-year-old Tom Brady. Hell, my kids know that. That's how often Brady's referenced in a TikTok video that shows up on their timelines, which I laugh and I go, ha ha, football guy shows in. Because Madeline Hatt was forced to play in a flag football thing as part of a PE unit.
Okay.
And then they had an all-star team and they had tryout, you know, sign-ups or whatever. She wanted no part of it, but had to. So I think just talking about football, the walls have ears. So all of a sudden football stuff's being suggested by her devices. Like,
football.
Exactly.
Football.
But it's just the recognition. For a lot of these guys, we're in that final stretch for many of them, right, where the cliff is nigh, and the Panthers decided to roll back the clock and take one chance at it here, knowing that there is a lot of parity, mediocrity, whatever term you want to use, for those teams vying for those wild card spots in the NFC.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Carlos Correa does a podcast this week with Carlos Baerga, former MLB infielder.
Hey, and member of the Guardians.
Yes, right. Well, we'll have more on the Guardians coming up in a bit, because I think we have an idea for a movie after what happened to them today. So he does a podcast earlier this week saying that Derek Jeter should have never won any of the Gold Gloves that he did during his baseball career. Now, Jeter won a couple, but Carlos Correa, who is now a free agent, hey, could be coming to a lot of different teams, says Jeter shouldn't have won any of them. When Derek Jeter was asked about that, here's what Derek Jeter had to say.
A couple of weeks ago, Carlos Correa of the Astros had mentioned that you weren't deserving of your Gold Glove.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you thought about that. And you know,
I didn't think much about it. I don't know how my name came up. So my Spanish is not that good. I still haven't seen it. I don't know how my name was brought up, but it doesn't even warrant a response. I mean, I can go in a lot of different directions, but I won't.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but if this guy thinks he's walking into the Yankee Stadium, I'm going to make a phone call from all the way in Florida, and we're going to go get somebody else. Good luck, Carlos Correa.
Blank you. Blank you. Do you think Derek Jeter can block him becoming a Yankee?
Oh, sure he can.
Can he still call in a favor?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you kidding? Do you want me around
the
team?
Because, I mean, Big Stein's not there anymore.
Yeah, but so. It's like, do you want me around the team for the next 30 years or not? Like, what do you want? Do you want me to still trade you guys like Stanton so I can help keep you guys afloat or not? So you pick if you want to be loyal to Carlos Correa or if you want to be loyal to me.
It's like, I'll show up on Old Timers Day. I'll show up to shake hands and kiss babies as we celebrate all these historical moments of my illustrious Hall of Fame career. That's how I would have answered. Also, just saying, hey, he's got a nice thing going. But, you know, when I got to Cooperstown this year, let me tell you, it was a lot of fun.
You know what the best part of the story is going to be is how many people hate Carlos Correa because of the cheating scandal, right? Can't stand him. Oh, I can't stand Correa. Can't stand Altuve. Can't stand Bregman. You know, all the guys, the four main guys who were there. Can't stand him. Can't stand him. Hey, your team has a meeting with Carlos Correa. Oh, boy, I'd love to sign him. Oh, boy, he would be great. I'd love to get him. And he would really be a great addition to our team. Boy, we'd have a franchise player. I'd love to get Carlos Correa. That's how quick it's going to turn for everything. Can't stand Carlos. I don't want him. Oh, but he could sign with your team. Oh, well, that changes everything. I like Carlos Correa now.
Well, but that's just it. He's now your villain, right? In Chicago, you got two great examples. You had Dennis Rodman show up. You hated him when he was a Piston. Becomes your guy, your enforcer, your level of eccentricity to your squad takes a whole other level, right? And what's he going to do on a given night? No idea. And you're winning titles? Yeah, you'll take him. And for my beloved White Sox, the great A.J. Pierzynski. As a member of the Twins, you hated that guy. Hated that guy. Shows up in Chicago, does all the same things. Now he's the equivalent of a WWE heel, and you're celebrating every time he gets on a microphone and every inning he played behind the plate. Same thing here. Carlos Correa, all the other team's fans, like, I hate what they did, right? I mean, Bill Plaschke the other day, you know, scumbag, blah, 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 but...
Yeah, but, oh, he could play for us. Oh, that'd be great. And here's my favorite part of the Carlos Correa chase is that he was linked with the Tigers the past couple of days, but there's like a $300 million price tag that could go along with Correa, which might make the Tigers nervous. And I look at this story and I go, yeah, because they still owe Miguel Cabrera $300 million yes. on his contract. They can't bring both those guys. Are you crazy? That's not working.
That says it all right there.
I can't stand Correa. Oh, but he's going to. Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we'll tell you how the big game in college football is going to shake out tomorrow. Plus, should LeBron be getting bashed for what happened during the Lakers' loss to the Celtics tonight? That's next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
What happened, Tyshirt? You didn't want to use the...
I don't want to talk about it.
You want to use the goodbye horses?
No, what I want to go goodbye with the horses.
What happened there?
You want to know what happened, Jay? Do you really
what
want
happened?
To know?
What happened? Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me find the draw for us. Yeah. That's what happens.
You know, one time in college... When I was a DJ in college at
you ate a horse?
No. Yes, we had a horse for breakfast.
Wow.
No, I was playing. I was doing the morning show, and we used to play songs off of things called carts. Right, you would record the song on a cart because you could press play. It would play, and then it would automatically, after the song ended, would cue to the beginning of the song, so you could just put it in and play it.
Really?
And yeah, that's how it used to work. And so we used to have like four cart machines. You could go song to song to song to song. Well, I only had one song in, and I was like, "Oh, I got to make sure I cue the song when it's over to the to the beginning, so it and take it out." And the song is playing on the air, and I forget what song it was. It was like New Kids on the Block or something. And the song is going on, and I'm like, "I got to remember to cue that. I got to remember to cue that." You know what? I'm just going to cue it now. And I press the cue button. So in the middle of the song, I just went. I'm like, "Boy, what's that going on in the air right now?" I'm like, "Oh no, this is a song going on." Oh, and I pull my finger off. And it played this song for like 10 seconds. I'm going, why is this going on the air? Oh, this is a song that's playing. And I did that, and my co-host, she just laughed at me and goes, what the hell did you do? I go, I don't know. I need some sleep. I need something. It was terrible. I just can't. And the phone rang, and the person in charge of the station calls her, hey, what happened there with that? I go, oh, yeah, no, I just hit the wrong button. You got to be careful on that in the studio. I didn't want to tell them. I only had one song playing, and I decided to cue that up to the beginning of it, so it went, no. But he was, I just want to make sure everything is okay. Yes, yes, justify your job. Thank you. Yes, all of them.
We were taken over, as in, Airheads, all those years ago, and now problems ensued.
Naked pictures of B. Arthur? Okay. So, before we get to the Lakers, game of the week in college football tomorrow, Ohio State, Michigan State. I'd love to pick Michigan State. It's Mel Tucker's week. He's getting $95 million at some point in the next few days. I can't. Ohio State is too good. Their offense is too good. Michigan State's strength is running the football. And look, as good as Kenneth Walker is, I'd love to see him be able to win the Heisman Trophy tomorrow with a big game. Who am I kidding? I want to see Sean Tucker win it, but it's not happening. But Ohio State is too dynamic. They're going to get out to a big lead. Michigan State's going to try to reel them in by ball control, and then slowly they're going to realize they can't do it, and Ohio State's going to blow them out. This is a 19-point spread when you're talking about a game that's 4-7. Why is this spread 19 points? Oh, I'm jumping on Michigan State. Feels like a trap. I'll take Ohio State to blow out the Spartans tomorrow and get a little bit of clarity in the race for the Big Ten champ.
Got to think they rally for their coach getting the extension, don't they? At least
they'll rally for a little while, and then they'll realize they'll
fight for a while.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's inside that key number being 21. Yeah. Not often do you get to say that with two top 10 teams now, do you? They're number 7 in the land. What's the spread? 18 or 19 and a half, depending on when you got in this week. Oh, okay then. I will take Sparty with the points.
Wow.
That's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points, but it can happen really fast.
Oh, no, that's just it.
Really, really fast for Ohio State.
That run game better get off the jump early.
Mm. All right, so now in the NBA, we watched the Lakers lose tonight, and we talked about the ills and how the narrative is changing from, hey, when is this incarnation of the Lakers going to get it done, to how long do you let it go until you start making moves, which is a big deal. But LeBron seen on the bench laughing during the end of the blowout, getting a lot of attention on social media. Big deal to you, LeBron is laughing during the blowout?
Zero. Come on. Guy's happy that he's not in excruciating pain, if we're to believe where he was at over the last injury. Gets back on the court, has a pretty good night. Of all the problems that the Lakers have, at least he can say, well, I did my part.
Wasn't me. Twitter it out about a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes or so on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app wherever you listen to podcasts. It is there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download it, subscribe, rate us. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Twitter it how about a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Enjoy the games. Jonas Knox is next. This is Fox.